Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Chulin Daf Mem Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief formatted introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. As we turn to the third line from the top of Mem Ches, we notice in the margin we have a nosei. The nosei is a topic in our Gemara markings Shas Ozer, which is what you see on your screen. We present topic headings and structural notes entitled Mivneh when necessary. The nosei, the topic here, is Re'o Hasmucha or Devuka Ladoifen, a situation where the animal's lung is sticking to the inside of the rib cage. Rashi says, Devuka batzlois. The Gemara. Omar Rav Yosef bar Menyumi, Omar Rav Nachman. We're referring to Rav Nachman as number one because there will be a differing opinion from what he says by Avimi a few lines later, whom we've labeled number two. So Rav Nachman says, Re'a hasmucha ledoifen, a lung that's sticking to the ribs, ein choshin lo, it does not present a problem of kashrus. We are tole, we ascribe the problem of the lung sticking to the chest wall as a result of a problem in the chest wall itself and not in the lung. Rashi points out that maybe the chest wall has some kind of injury, and as a result of that, the injury is drawing the lung to it. Hel sot smochim, the Gemara goes on, if the lung, at the point that it's clinging to the rib, is the lung itself has bruises or some type of, in Hebrew we refer to them as ptsaim, translated roughly as bruise marks or injury marks around the point of adhesion, then choshin lo, that arouses our suspicion that there is a problem in the lung itself. Mor Yehuda mishmei de avimi omar, now this is a second opinion, echod ze v'echod ze choshin lo. He is offering a stringent ruling concerning these two cases. With regard to the first point of Rav Nachman, this is where you see a difference. Where Rav Nachman said if you merely have a lung clinging to the rib, there is no problem, he says that too is a problem, in addition to the case of Hel Sot Smochim. Hechi Avdinon, how should we proceed? What should we do? Omar Rava. Ravin Bar Shva Azbarali. Rava tells us that Ravin explain to me, Maisinon Sakina, we bring a knife, the Cholish Pume Umefarkinon La, a very sharp edged knife, and we carefully remove the lung from the point of adhesion. Iiko Reyasa Bedoifen, Talinon Bosser Doifen. If we see that there's a problem in the chest wall itself, then we're clear. We will ascribe the problem to the chest wall and not to the lung. Ve'iloi, and if not, if we don't see a reyosa, a problem in the chest wall, then machmas reyahu utrefa. Then we will say that the problem is in the lung and thereby render it a trefa. Rav Nechemia Braid Rav Yosef Bodik Lo Bifshuri. You'll notice that we have a geometric form, a volcano shape, around Rav Nechemia, and on the outside margin we have a mivne, a structural note, featuring this volcano shape. And we also take note of the fact that we have a little aleph in the space to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. A few lines later, you will see a beis in the right to the right-hand side as well of the Gemara text, with a squiggle underlined expression in the text, Masninan Lo, meaning another version is taught on what Rava says later. So what we have here are Shnei Lashonos al Mas Shayech Bedikas Poshrim. This is our note in the outside margin, reads that there are two versions as to what this warm water test that Rav Nechemya will introduce, what is it going on? That's Bedikas Poshrim Shel Rav Nechemya Breid Rav Yosef. So as we continue, the first version has Rav Nechemya's warm water test of the lung going on this case of the lung sticking to the chest cavity, where you see bruise marks on the lung. And as we said, how do we proceed? So we saw already one approach, and that is what Ravan Bar Shva mentioned, that the lung is carefully removed from the point of adhesion, and we check to see where the if the doifen itself has a problem. Rav Nechemya, Breid Rav Yosef, Bodik Lo Bepshuri. He would, after the lung was removed, and we found a maka in the doifen, he would then expand the lung. That's having immersed the lung in warm water. And if we noticed any bubbling in the water at the point after it was immersed, after the lung was immersed in the water, then we will conclude that there is a hole in the lung. Amalei Marzucha Braid Rav Huna Braid Rav Popi the Ravina. Ha de Rav Nechemya Braid Rav Yosef. Atun means you. Aha Masnisu Law. You learn his warm water test regarding the case of the lung sticking to the chest cavity. Anon Adarova Masnina Law. We apply Rav Nechemya's warm water test to a different case, to Rava's teaching. The Omar Rava, Hani, and you'll notice we're now in the second version of what Rav Nechemya is going on. So Rava says, the Omar Rava, Hani, Tarti, Uni, Dereya, two lobes of the lung, the Srichen La'adodi, that are clinging to one another, less lehu b'dikusa lachshuri. There is no way of testing out for their kashrus. In other words, as far as Rava is concerned, two lobes that are clinging to one another, it is a definite problem, and we have to rule it a treifa. Rabbi Nechemya Braid Rav Yosef Bodik Lo Bipshuri. He didn't come to this foregone conclusion, but he would use this warm water test that we just described before. Maskif Lo Rav Ashi. Hai Mai. Bishlamo Hocha Talinon Bedoifen Ukshera. In the case of the first version where we had a lung sticking to a chest wall, there is what to ascribe the kashrus to. In other words, there's a problem. It's not normal for lungs to cling unto chest walls, but at the end of the day, we can ascribe the problem to the chest wall, and that a problematic chest wall does not create treifus, and therefore we can machshir this animal. Aval hosam, in the second case, where you have two lobes sticking to one another, ihai nokiv treifa, vihai nokiv treifa. There is clearly a problem here. There had been a hole in either one lobe or in the other lobe. the fact that no air is bubbling, no air is coming out, that simply shows that a membrane formed over the hole. But as we've learned in the past, membranes on lung holes are not to be relied upon. Therefore, as far as Rav Ashi is concerned, he doesn't see any value in running a test on a case where you have lobe lungs that are sticking together. Now, the Gemara asks, back on Rav Nachman, and in order to help appreciate or understand the flow of the Gemara, we have a little arrow to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. Umi Omar Rav Nachman Hochi. This arrow it tells you to align this line with that which had an arrow pointing to it above, and you'll see readily what we're talking about. Umi Omar Rav Nachman Hochi. Did Rav Nachman really say that if there's bruises are found on the lung itself, in the case of Helsot Smochim that we had above, that we are Choshishin, that we consider this a problem? The Omar Rav Yosef Bar Menyumi Omar Rav Nachman, Rea Shinikva, V'doifen Soismasa, Ksheira, a lung that has been punctured, but it's clinging to the chest wall. In other words, the doifen seals the hole. Kshera, there you can rely on that. The Gemara answers lo kashya. Hasam b'mokom revisa, hacha shelo b'mokom revisa. The comment of Rav Nachman that this most recent quote that the sealing of the chest cavity of the lung, where the chest cavity, where the lung is sticking to the chest wall, and it's considered a proper sealing, that is what's called the mokum revisa. That, in effect, is way up toward the neck, high up in the chest wall, where the lung naturally grows very close to the ribs anyway. So there, lungs clinging to the chest wall is considered a good sealing. It's a good covering of the hole, and it will continue living like that for a long time. However, where we saw Rav Nachman said Helsot Smochen Choshishin, where we saw where bruises appeared, we consider it a problem. And we don't automatically machshir it. And as was suggested, if there were a hole in the lung, if we knew there was a hole in the lung, we would render it a trefa and not rely on the fact that it's clinging to the chest wall. That's shaloi b'mokum revisa. That's lower down on the chest cavity where the lung grows further from the ribs. And hence, you can't rely on the clinging at that point because there would be a good deal of tension, constant tension on the lung drawing it away from the chest wall, and hence you couldn't rely on the chest wall as representing any long-term sealing of the hole. The Gemara explains what we already said orally, the Hecha Mokom Revisa, where is its place of growth? Revisa is its place of growth and development. Where is that in the body? Answer: Chituchi deuni. Literally, the formation of the lobes. But Rashi points out that that's next to the neck, where the rib cage itself narrows and where the lung is growing, developing close to the ribs themselves. We should point out, as we have in the past while learning Maseches Chulin, that it is essential to have available a book of illustrations that accompany the Masechta, primarily this perek, the third perek. We have been recommending in the past to gain possession of the book Sichas Chulin, a thick book of illustrations authored by Amitai Ben David. Gufa. The Gemara here quotes that which we mentioned just a few lines up. We have a little star to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text where you can find where this quote came from earlier. Omar Rav Yossi Bar Menyumi, Omar of Nachman, Rea Shenikva, a lung that developed a hole in it, V'dofen Soismosa Kshera, and the chest cavity is, the chest wall is sealing the hole, it's kosher. Omar Avina, V'hu Desovich Bebisra. This kashrus is provided that the point of adhesion is surrounded by meat and not simple bone. Omale Rav Yosef the Ravina, V'iloi Sovich Mai. And let us say that it's not surrounded by or couched in meat. Then how are you going to rule? Trefa. Alma, if you rule it as a trefa, then Amrinon Nekuvahi. Then in effect, you're saying that this is a problem of a hole, that there's a hole over here. Ihochi ki sovich nami. If that be the case, if you're viewing lungs clinging to chest walls as having a hole, so even if it is surrounded by flesh, even if the point of adhesion to the chest cavity is surrounded by flesh, nami, it should still be a problem. And we're about to continue in our long question that we've marked to the immediate right-hand side of Gemara. You'll notice a kuf that's encircled with a vertical descending dashed line, indicating that all of the next few lines of Gemara are to develop this question. So that if you are saying that the basic adhesion to chest wall is indicative of a hole, and therefore if it's not surrounded by flesh, it's considered problematic, even if it is surrounded by flesh, nami, the Gemara goes on to ha tanya, we should also rule it unfit, as is taught in the following source. This source is being brought for us to make an inference from it to our topic. The source we're about to learn is an outside topic, an unrelated source, but it also has to do with an organ with a hole in it. This is referring to the area of male productivity. The male organ that is described here has a hole in it. And the fact that it has a hole in it can interfere with his ability to procreate. And there's a type of person that has this problem that's described in the Torah as a krus shofcha. A person like that is not allowed to marry into the traditional Jewish community. He's called posel lavo bakohol. The source says nikev posel. If the male gender organ has a hole in it, he is puzzled, he is unfit, mitneshu shoseis, because when he attempts to, let us say, procreate, the male substance that is emitted dribbles out. It doesn't come out forcefully. You need a forceful ejaculation in order to prompt procreation. Nistam, if that hole becomes sealed, kosher, he becomes reinstated. Mitnei shuhumolid, because now he is capable of procreation. Vezehu psul shechozer lehechsheru. This is an example of a problem that can be rectified, that can be rejuvenated. And we've dashed underlined the word vezehu because this is a word that we want to focus on right now. It represents a limitation. Vezehu limutemai, this, we said in the source, this has a point of return or rejuvenation to the exclusion of what other case that cannot be rectified. Lav limute ki hai gavno, is it not coming to exclude our case? In other words, a lung that is clinging to the chest cavity. We are saying it must have had a hole and then started clinging to the chest cavity. And that even if it's surrounded by flesh, the fact that it once had a hole rendered it unfit, and it remains unfit, even with it being sovich bebisra, surrounded by flesh at the point of adhesion. The Gemara says, no, we're not coming to exclude that case. In other words, our case also has rectification. But rather, limute krum sha'ola machmas makabareya di eno krum. What we are trying to exclude is a case where a lung had developed a hole and a membrane grew over that hole. And regarding that case, we say it cannot be rectified, that the hole, once it develops, is not solved by having the krum growing over it. As opposed to the case of the male organ, which we saw, even though a hole had developed, if it becomes sealed, it can be rectified. But, and the main point for our discussion is, the issue of the chest wall sealing up a problematic lung, that also has rectification, that can be solved. Namely, if the point of adhesion of the lung with the chest wall is surrounded by flesh, then it's kosher. In other words, it's reinstated to kashrus. Maskif lo Rav Ukva bar Chamo. Rav Chamo raises another objection. He says, "Inu inkiv bedoifin lahado mai." Let us say the lung is attached to the chest cavity, the chest wall, and we said that that indicates that there was a hole in the lung, but the adhesion to the chest wall solves the problem. Let us say a hole developed now from the other side, from outside the animal, through the rib into, or right over where the hole in the lung was. So that's reading that again. Inkiv bedoifin lahado mai. If a hole developed directly over the original lung hole, what would you say now? Trefa. You would say that, well, there's a hole now through and through. If that be the case, listening, why does the Mishnah at the beginning of this perek, which lists off all kinds of trefus, why does it not list nekuvas hadofen? Once again, listening nekuvas hadofen. Why not teach this new kind of trefa, hole in chest wall? The Gemara answers this with a long answer, and you'll notice we have a long answer marking, a tuf that's encircled to the immediate right-hand side of Gemara text with a vertical dashed line, extending to the first wide line of the Gemara, indicating that all of these lines form the answer. So the Gemara answers, Uletameich, according to you who are trying to raise a problem or a question from the scenario of hole in chest wall opposite former or opposite hole in lung, Ha the Omar Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Omar Rav Yochanan, the following law that he has taught, Mora Shenikva V'Koved Soismosa, a Mora, which sometimes is translated as the gall, that developed a hole in it, and the hole is sealed by the liver. Kshera, that is considered okay. The sealing of the liver, the liver sealing the hole is a sufficient sealing. Ilu inkiv koved lehadei mai. Let us say, opposite that point where there was a hole in the mora, on the other side, directly opposite that, in the liver, now a hole was made or developed, so that you have a hole going through the liver directly over the hole, or directly positioned adjacent to the hole in the mora. What would you say then, Trefa? You would say that that's no good, because the point of adhesion between the kovet and the mora no longer is a ceiling. There's a hole now in the kovet, so you would say it's a trefa. Well then, listening to kuvas hakovet, by the way you asked the question before with the chest wall ceiling and subsequent hole in chest wall, the same style question could be raised here. Why is it not taught in the kuvas hakovet? Ella, the reason it doesn't teach that is ki nikvo delav mine mitrefa lo kotoni. Holes that, not as a result of the hole itself, is the trefus. Those cases are not taught. In other words, the fact that the kovet has a hole in it is not the reason for the trefus. The reason for the trefus in that case is that the mora happened to have had a hole originally. The hole that develops in the kovet only exacerbates the hole that was in the mora. So cases of holes that are not inherently problematic, but their problem is only their positioning opposite another problematic hole, so cases like this are not taught. Hochinami, likewise, with the case of the nekev and the doifen, the hole in the chest cavity, Kevon delav minei mitrefa lo katani. Since the trefus is not as a result of the hole in the chest cavity, that's not the reason there's trefus. The reason there is it because that hole now is directly opposite a hole that was in the lung. Therefore, nikuvas hadofen is not taught. Bo minei rabo barbarchano mishmuel. Rabbo asks of Shmuel, Helsa tsmochin mahu. Let us say you have a lung that has tsmochin, is translated as mugla, often translated as pussiness. What is the din? Amalei kshera. Shmuel rules such a lung is kosher. Such an animal would be kosher. Amale, Rabbo says, Af ani omer kein, I too would say like that. Elo shatalmidim mizdanzin badavar. The Talmidim hesitate. Why do the Talmidim hesitate? The Omer of Matana, Malya, and Malya means a lung that's filled with, and we have two points here. Aleph, Mugla, Trefa. The presence of pussiness is, as far as Rav Matana reports, is reason for causing trefus. Mayim zakin, pure or clear water. Kshera, if a lung is filled with water, that is not a sign of trefus. Omalei, so Shmuel says, that teaching that malya mugla is trefa, hahi bekulya itmar. That's referring to a different organ. The kulya is often translated as the kidney, but not referring to the lung. As we go on in the Gemara, we are starting to notice some numbering and new geometric forms in the horizon. So, if you look at the Nosei Mivneh heading in the outside margin, you'll see this bow tie form featured. And we have a squiggle line also that will appear in the Gemara. These represent three Maisim, three incidents, Shel Reos, Maleos Mugla, lungs filled with pussiness, chol mikre, mokam hamugle, hoya godol me mikra kodem. In each one of the cases, the spot in the lung that's filled with the pussiness is larger than the preceding case. So there will be a gradual increasing in size of these mugla parts. So as you scan ahead in the Gemara using the markings, you can see expressions like tzimchi, tzimchi, and on Omid Beis, you see Kandi Kandi, and the fourth line from the top, you see Tinri Tinri. Each one of these are descriptions of pus locations, each one increasingly larger than the previous one. So we turn to the Gemara, the first incident, we've labeled it number one. Rav Yitzchok bar Yosef have a ko'ozil basre Rav Yirmiyah b'shuka de tapchi. Rav Yitzchok was trailing behind, was walking behind Rav Yirmiyah in the butcher marketplace, the meat market. Chazinu lahanoch dekaimen simchi simchi. They noticed lungs that were hanging or suspended, maybe hanging from shop windows, and they were filled with simchi simchi. Rashi says mugla, pussiness. Omarle, so one says to the other, lo boi mor umsa, wouldn't you like to have some meat? Umsa, referring to the lungs, wouldn't you like to have some of that? His questions, you'll see, are designed to see what Rav Yirmiyah's stance in regarding this kind of problem is. So you have Rav Yitzchok who's walking behind Rav Yirmiyah, and Rav Yitzchok asks him, wouldn't you like to have some meat? Omalei, lesli priti, I don't have any cash on hand, seeming to evade taking a stance. He says, I don't have any money. Omalei, akfon ano. He says, don't worry, I know that the butchers here will extend, if I make an offer or express my desire to buy some meat, I know they, the butchers, will extend to me credit. So don't worry about the fact that you don't have any money. I have a credit line with the butchers. Omale, so Rav Yirmiyah says back, my avid loch, what am I going to do with you? He says, D'chi'asu l'kameid Rav Yochanan, when lungs that had this pussiness would come to Rav Yochanan's attention, Rav Yochanan himself would not issue a ruling of leniency. However, he wouldn't forbid it either. Meshader l'hu l'kameid Rav Yehuda b'rei Rav Shimon. He would send those shailas, those questions to Rav Yehuda, d'mori ba mishmeid Rav Elazar b'rei Shimon l'hetera. He was known to have he would rule leniently regarding these kind of lungs, based on his tradition from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who was matir them. V'lei lo svirolei, but Rabbi Yochanan himself doesn't hold from this. He doesn't hold that you can machshir it straight out. Rashi points out he also doesn't outright rule them as treifa either, because he didn't have that as a tradition from his sources. Omar Rava, a second story. Kihave Masginon Basrei de Rav Nachman, when I was walking behind Rav Nachman Beshuka de Gildoi. Gildoi is a leather. So we're talking about a market, a leather marketplace. The Amri Law, another version is Beshuka de Rabbanon, the rabbinic marketplace. Chozi Hanoch the Kaimen Kandi Kandi. I noticed that there were lungs that were hanging that were full of pus, and as we mentioned before, the Kandi Kandi are spots that are larger than that which was mentioned before. In other words, these are, Rashi says, Smochim Gedolim Kvedim Borea. They are large, heavy pus pockets that are growing from the lungs. Velo Omar Lahu Velo Midi. And Rabbi Nachman said nothing about it. In other words, he didn't take a stand on them. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Havu Chalfi, Beshuka de Tveria. Rav Ami and Rav Asi were passing through the Tveria marketplace. Tveria is a name of a city. Chozi Hanoch de Kaimi Tinri Tinri. They noticed lungs that had even larger pus pockets, velo amri lahu velo midi, and they likewise did not comment on them either. As we go on in the Gemara, we have a new sugya that I like to refer to as the wandering needle. The nosei, the topic heading that we've written in the outside margin, is machat shenimtza bereya, a case of a needle found in a lung. As the sugya goes on, we will have other cases of locales in which needles are found, and we have that indicated geometrically with diamonds, and under our Mivneh heading, which you can see also on the outside margin, we have written under the Mivneh heading, we have a diamond featured, Metzias Machat V'oid, we have the finding of needles and other substances. There will be a reference later on to a date pit. Be'evorim shonim, and we'll find them in different limbs or different parts of the animal. So turning to the Gemara, Itmar, machat shenimtzeis berea. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanino, we have three rabbis that are machshiri, that declare it kosher, and three that disagree and say treif, and they're Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, Rabbi Moni bar Patish, Rabbi Shimon ben Eliyakim, Tarfi. They rule them forbidden. They rule that an animal in whose lung you found a needle, that it's not acceptable as treifa. Lema b'hal kamiflegi. So using our triangles, we will be featuring attempts to explain what the basis of the machlokes is. So we see triangle here, and a few lines later, another attempt to explain. Leimo b'hol kumifligi, the more sovar chisaron mibefnim shmei chisaron. The more sovar, the ones that declare a treif, hold that a lung whose internal substance has become diminished creates a chisaron, something that's missing. Now, the idea here is that the needle, which is made of metal, while inside flesh, in this case the lung flesh, the area around the metal, the area of flesh around the metal starts to decompose. The reaction with the metal causes this phenomenon, and as long as the needle is lies there, so this decomposition sets in, causing a chisoron, and that's considered a problem. Umosovar lo shmei chisoron. The rabbonon that are machshir say that if it's an internal lacking, as opposed to a hole on the surface of the lung, an internal lacking is not considered a lacking. So that might, maybe that's the point of machlokes. The Gemara says, loi, that's not the issue. The kumi al mechisorin mifnim loi shmei chisorin. Everyone will be in agreement that an internal lacking is not considered a problem. V'hocha b'ho kumiflgi. And here, the point of controversy is as follows. Mor sovar simfoina nokat v'asi. That the way the needle got in there was simply through the breathing apparatus of the animal. It came through the trachea and into the bronchial tubes, and it's lying inside the lung. And there was no organ penetration that would render it trefa. It got there through penetrating internal organs. Rashi explains it came through the animal not having breathed in the needle, but rather having consumed the needle through its digestive tract, through its esophagus, and it entered the lungs through penetrating the esophagus, or Rashi says even the intestines, and that kind of nekev creates a problem. If we look at the Rashi, Nikuvi Nokiv, Derech Haveshet, Bo, it came through the esophagus, Vinichnas, and entered eventually the lungs. She'ein Derech HaKone Livloa, it's not normal for the trachea to absorb, to breathe in things other than air. Uve Nokvo Esadakin, and rather after going through the esophagus, it penetrated the intestines, viyotza, exited the dakin, v'nokfo es krum horea, v'nichnas l'socha, and then penetrated the membrane surrounding the lung and entered the lung. And that would cause a trephus. As we go on in the Gemara, we have another case, and we've featured this with a topic heading. It's the Nosei reads, Machan Hanimtso Bechatichas Rea. We have, in this case, not a full lung that it comes to our attention, but rather a piece of lung. In other words, we're talking about an animal that's already been shechted, and its organs have been dismembered. So that we have a piece of lung, and in that piece of lung, we find a needle. Hahi machto dishtakach bechitucho de rea. A needle was found in a piece of lung. Now, let's point out right at the outset that this is different than the case before where we had a complete lung, something that we could evaluate, we could at least attempt to evaluate by having it inflated, and one who is machshir, we can understand it machshir because the inflation test led to no whole revelation. This case, though, we have the needle found in a piece of lung. So let's continue in the Gemara, but before further reading of text, we should note that we have a geometric form. We have a volcano shape, and this is explained in the outside margin, the Mivneh. We've surrounded the word Likamei, but it's a reference to Havoas HaSheela. This question was brought to the attention of Rab Ami and Rab Yitzchok Nafcha. And we will notice as the Gemara unfolds a very similar structure that takes place at each stage of questioning. So the case came. Isuha, they brought this lung, piece of lung with needle in it. Lekame derabiyami savar laachshura. His first reaction was to declare it kosher. The feeling being, like we said before, that it got into the lung in the first place through the trachea, through the breathing apparatus, and a chisoron mibifnim, any lacking that may result from metal, from the metal reaction, the flesh-metal reaction, would not be a problem. So on those grounds, Rav Ami's initial reaction was to declare it kosher. However, Esve Rav Yirmiya Vitema Rav Yizrika. You'll notice we've used a diagonal dashed underlining under this expression, Esve Rav Yirmiya. This is going to repeat itself when the same case comes up with Rav Yitzchok Nafla in the next section. So Esve Rav Yirmiya the Itema, another version is Rav Yizrika, raises an objection. Horeya Shenikva Oy Shechosra. In the list of trefus, we have a lung that has been penetrated or is lacking. My chosra, what is meant by that? I lemo mibachutz, if it's an external lung absence, meaning some lung material is missing, hainu nikva, well, that's the same thing as a hole. El olav mibachnim. Rather, the Mishnah is describing a lacking of an internal lung nature. Ushma mino, this would then prove chisoron mibifnim, shmei chisoron, that an internal hole, an internal lacking, is a problem. And then this would be a kasha on Rav Ami's attempt to be machshir. That's why we have these little arrows to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. By aligning these arrows, you see that here we're saying that chisor mifnim shmei chisor, and this would serve as an objection to the attempt of Rav Ami la'achshura, to declare it kosher. Hodar shadrua lekamei Rav Yitzchok Nafcha. This was then sent to Rav Yitzchok. In other words, the issue came up with regard to Rav Yitzchok. Savar lachshura, and he thought to machshir it. Ese Rav Yirmiya vitema Rav Zrika, and the same objection was raised. Horeya shenikva o shechosra, the lung with a hole in it, or an absence, or a missing, a lacking. My chosra, ilem o mibachutz, if you think that it means an external lacking, hainu nikva, that is the same thing as nikva, which is already stated, and that would be redundant. El olav mibifnim. So rather, the chasaron here, the absence here, is a reference to an internal tissue absence. Ushma mino, and one should conclude chisaron mibifnim shmei chisaron, that an internal lacking is a problem. Hodar shadrua lekamei Rav Ami v'torfa. There's another girsa that has, instead of Rav Ami, has Rav Yitzchok Nafcha, but the same idea is expressed. The case was then sent back to the same person who previously was machshir. It's either Rav Yitzchok or Rav Ami. In the Gemara text, we have printed Rav Ami, and now he declared it treif. In other words, he changed his position. Amri lay. So upon hearing Rav Ami's strict ruling, they asked him, Vaha Rabbanan Machshiri. Now you'll notice we have a little arrow that's circled. This can be aligned with a previous marking of a similar nature. You'll find this in the upper part of the page. We have a list of three Rabbanan above, and we dashed underline, and you'll see what opposite that arrow that you see at the that's encircled at the upper part of the page, the word machshiri dashed underline. We see that a case of a machat found in a lung is declared kosher. So why are you now declaring a treif? Amri lay. So Amar lahen. Let's Amar lahen. That's Reb Ami now responds. Hein hichshiru sheyoyden meizatam hichshiru. They were machshir because they know based on what they were being machshir, which simply means their case was different. They were presented with a complete lung, and they were able to subject it to an inflation test, and that would be a sufficient test to their satisfaction. But that's not the case that we're dealing with here, anan, but us, we, in this case, where we have a piece of lung with needle found in it. Me'ezetam nachshir. based on what can we allow it. Maybe if this very lung had come to us in a complete form, we would have noticed that there was a hole in it. And therefore, I can't rule leniently based on the fact that they, in their case, had ruled leniently. The Gemara now goes on to draw an inference from this. Taimo delesa. The reason that Rav Ami wants to rule strictly is because, well, he doesn't have the complete lung in front of him. Ha isa velo minkeva ksheira. However, if he had a complete lung and didn't notice an external hole in it, so are you telling me that he would rule it as kosher? And all based on the fact that that the needle was breathed in? Well, even if the needle was breathed in, there still is what to worry about. The Gemara goes on. V'ho'omar Rav Nachman ha simfoino d'rea d'inkiv trefa. A bronchial tube of a lung. This is an internal tube inside the lung that has a hole in it is to be declared a trefa. Let us glance at the Rashi, third line under the Gemara text. Ksheira, umishum taimo demisimfoino noket ve'ol. And the kashrus would have been based on, if we had this complete lung, would have been based on its having breathed in the needle. Unehi nami de derech hasimfon bo, granted that it may have come in through the trachea, and eventually through the bronchial tubes inside the lung. Hare lo basimfonas nimtzeis. But the case that we have been dealing with, the case of the machad hanimtza berea, it wasn't found in the tube. It was found in the meat, in the flesh of the lung. Al korchach nikva simfon v'yotza lebosa harea. It would have had to penetrate the bronchial tube to get into the flesh of the rea of the lung. And regarding that very case, v'amar rav Nachman hai simfona din kiv trefa. So after all is said and done, what Rav Ami is telling us leads us to this problem. Rav Ami is saying that, well, I have to rule trefa because we only have a piece of lung, but implying that I had a complete lung in front of us, and it would have been able to be tested by the inflation test, then everything would be all right. But even that case shouldn't be a certain declaration of kashrus, because we're talking about a lung in which the needle was found in the fleshy part of the interior of the lung. In order for the needle to get there, it would have had to travel through the breathing apparatus, through the trachea and the bronchial tubes, and eventually penetrating one of those tubes. But Rav Nachman himself rules, Rav Nachman rules that that's a problem, that's a trefa. So based on what is Rav Ami inferring that it would have been kosher had we had an entire lung to check? So the Gemara answers, Hahu, that declaration of trefus that you just quoted in the name of Rav Nachman, that's lechavero itmar. That's a very specific case. That's a case where in the bronchial tubes there's branching that takes place. And for appreciating this piece of Gemara, as many others, the illustrations will be of great assistance. But for the time being, let's see, verbally, we'll try to describe it. Right now, we're describing two scenarios. One is what Rav Ami was inferring, that had you had a direct movement of needle from tube directly into internal flesh of lung, that would be all right. What Rav Nachman describes as a trefa is if you have a needle penetration of a bronchial tube at the point that it branches, out into smaller or parallel tubes. So at that branching point, if you have it going from one tube into the next tube, these tubes are of a harder substance than the lung flesh itself. They might be cartilaginous. They're described as hard. And as a result of that, the hole that's formed from penetration through a tube into a neighboring tube, since you don't have that, you don't have one tube at that point surrounded by flesh, but rather by the branching into the next tube, since it's a hard substance, it doesn't serve to seal the hole that was formed. And that is a problem. But that's not our case. That's not the case that is inferred from Rav Ami's ruling. And that, because Rav Ami is talking about a case of a needle found in the flesh of the lung, even if it had penetrated a bronchial tube, but the penetration in that case was from tube directly into flesh, and the flesh would serve as a sufficient sealing of that hole. The Gemara asks, but even so, if you're telling me now that lechaveiro represents treiflis, I have on this a question. The Omer Rav Nachman, hai hadura de kanto de inkiv, lehadi chavrei megin olei. We've dashed underlined chavrei so that you can, for easy comparison purposes, Rav Nachman himself is describing a case of a intestine that has been penetrated, and the intestine is a circuitous or curly type internal organ, and what's described is a intestine that was punctured from section of tubing into a neighboring section of tubing, and this hole from one, we call it tube, into the other, does serve as a protection. So why is it in the case of the lung tubing, do you say that one tube does not serve as a protection or covering of hole? Omar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi, upon hearing this particular question, reacts. He says, Treifus ka medami lahadadi? Are you attempting to compare different types of treifus one to the other? In other words, you're comparing intestine treifus to lung treifus. Ain omrim betreifus zu doima lazu. We don't say that in treifus one can be compared or is similar to the other. And as an illustration of that, the Gemara cites Sharei chotcha mikan umesa, chotcha mikan v'chaya. Let us look at the Rashi. In the middle of the wide lines, toward the end of the line, you'll see Sharei chotcha mikan umesa, chotcha v'kan mikan v'chaya. The realm of treifus is very, we'll call it this, unpredictable or strange or lack of precedent setting. It is characteristic of treifus. The Rashi explains, Nechtach Boser Reglayim Lamalu Mitzvah Mesegidin. If a leg of an animal is severed above the Tzomes Hagidin, Tzomes Hagidin is a place on the leg, very close to the, we'll call it the one of the joints, the knee joint, where there's a confluence of sinews that come together. That's called Tzomes Hagidin. If a leg of the animal is severed above the Tzomes Hagidin, below Nishbar Ha'etzem, and the assuming that the leg has not been broken, so that there's a cutting, severing might be a bad word, that's not accurate, so we'll change it, correct ourselves, and simply say a cut is made in the leg without breaking the bone, above the Tzomas HaKinin, Kshera, the animal is rendered, is declared kosher. Nechtecha Lamata B'mokam Tzomas HaKinin, if the leg is cut into the area of this Tzomas HaKinin, Afopisha Nomuch Mikan, even though it's lower on the leg than the previous case, Trefa. It is a Trefa, which might come as a surprise. In other words, even though higher up, which you would say is closer to what we would declare vital organs, it's kosher, cutting the leg lower down, cutting into the flesh of leg and cutting into the tzomas again, which is lower down, actually is more severe, rendering it a trefa. Can we come on? As is stated later in the perek. So, as we said, the realm of trefus, we'll say, colloquially speaking, is unpredictable. Meaning, when we say unpredictable, it means that you cannot establish a trefus of one area of the animal based on what may have been ruled regarding another area of the animal. So the fact that you have a nekev lechavrei in the case of the kanta, the hadur the kanta, that does not, and that's called megin olei, that it's a good sealing, you can't learn from that to the case of the symphonos, where it's l'chaveiro, we said a nekev l'chaveiro, a hole that's next to, that's a penetration of the bronchial tubes into a neighboring bronchial tube. As we go on in the Gemara, we have a new case of continuing in the series of the wandering needle. The Nosei topic heading we have the Machat Shenimtza. We have two cases that will feature with regard to this topic heading. One is Besimfoina Rabba de Rea, in the large bronchial tube of the lung. And another case is Bechatichas Koved, a needle found in a piece of liver. So we turn to the Gemara. Hahi Machto de Shtatach Besimfoina Rabba de Rea. A needle was found in the large bronchial tube of a lung. The case was brought to those rabbis that we saw above, and we have a little star to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, enabling you to see whom we are referring to just by glancing up the page, and you'll see the line that there's a dashed on the line word Tarfi. Those three Rabbanon that above had ruled Trefa in the case of the Machat Hanimseis Berea. Here we have a case of a needle found not in the as the case before was in the flesh of the lung, but in the tube of the lung. So this case was brought to those rabbis. They're called Rabbanon Trufoi. Trufoi from the word Trefa. They had declared it unkosher. Lo amrubalo iser velo heter. And regarding this case, they did not take a stand. They didn't rule forbidden, nor did they rule allowed. And the Gemara elaborates. Heter lo amribo, they didn't rule a leniency. Kishmatsayu, well, they're true, or they're considering their original ruling. They were choshesh that maybe it came through the esophagus and eventually punctured the alimentary canal, causing trachus. However, iser nami lo amri, they did not rule prohibition either. Lo amri bo, kevon de simfoina rabo ishtakach, since in this case, unlike the case before, here it's found in the tube itself. Emo simfoina nokat vasoi, there is grounds for saying that in fact it was inhaled, and it came through the breathing system of the animal, and hence it could be rendered kosher. Hahi machto dishtakach bechaticho de kavdo. This is a new case, and we featured it before. A needle found in a piece of animal liver. Sovar mor breder of Yosef the mitrefa. His initial reaction was to declare it a trefa. Amale Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi addresses this ruling and says, "Ilu ishtakach bebisra ki hai gavna havitoref mor." If you had found a needle in a piece of animal meat, would you have ruled it a trefa? In other words, do you have a new trefa in mind called nikuvas hakoved? What Rav Ashi is saying is that kovet, liver, that has a hole in it, is not one of the examples of trefus that are listed in the Mishnah. So what are you bothered by? Elo Omar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi now takes over as far as legal ruling is concerned and says, Chazina, we look, we evaluate. E Kupa Labar, he makes his evaluation based on the positioning of the needle's head. When we say the needle's head, the head is the opposite end of the needle, opposite to the point. There's two ends. A standard needle has a wider, dull head to it, often with a hole in it that's used for threading thread through the eye of the needle. And that's the kupa. The kupa, in this case, is the thick or dull head of the needle, as opposed to the point. So Rav Ashi says, we evaluate. E kupa labar. If the dull head of the needle is outside of the liver, in other words, only the pointed end has penetrated, the dull head is in the what's called the halal, in the the space, the internal animal space, and was outside the organs, is called the Chalal HaBehema. So if the head is facing the Chalal HaBehema, then Nekuvi Nokiv Vasoi. We say that the needle penetrated the intestines, and it's the needle point is facing the direction into which it's now entering. It's now entering the kovet, having penetrated the dakim, the intestines. That's nekuvi nokiv asoi. And that would be a problem. That would be a trefus. However, ikupa legav, if the thick head of the needle is inside the kovet, and only we'll say the tip maybe is penetrating the kovet, showing it's about to exit the kovet, then we say symphoina nokat vasoi. Now, as far as the actual anatomical description of what takes place here, the Meforshim point out some difficulties and things that don't conform to our understanding of anatomy, etc. But for our purposes, we're just going to have to say that it came through the needle traveled through the animal in such a way that what's called here symphona nokat vasoi. Symphona, we've seen in the past, is a reference to the breathing tubes of the animal coming through from the lung and eventually entering an arterial path that led into the liver without any vital organ penetration. That's what's being described here in Symphona Nokat Vasoi. The needle traveled through symphonas and didn't penetrate organs whose penetration would result in trephus. And therefore, we can rule leniently in that case. Once again, if the kupo is the gav, if the head of the needle, the dull part of the needle, is inside the piece of kovet and only the point facing out of it. V'hani mili ba'alimta. This ruling, in other words, the distinction we just made between kupa labar and kupa legav, will be true if you're dealing with a thick type needle with a thick head, a wide head to it. Avokatinta, a needle who is pointy at both ends, a very thin type needle that's pointy at both ends, lo shno kupa legav, lo shno kupa labar. It won't make a difference where the head of such a needle is. Nekuvi nokiv vasoi. Even the head of such a needle that's being described right now is pointy, and it will penetrate, or it is capable of penetrating sensitive organs and rendering it a trefa. The Gemara asks, Umay shno mimachat shenimseis ba'oive beis hakoseis. What is the difference between this case that we just had concerning the lung and our distinction between which end of the needle was where versus the case of needle found in the thickness of the stomach wall? The beis hakoseis is one of the stomach sections of a cow, and in that case the halacha says as follows: mitzad echad, if the needle penetration is only in one half of the stomach lining, and it may be pointed out that the beis hakoseis has a thick stomach lining, it's actually two walls, so mitzad echad means it penetrated only one of the two layers of wall that constitute the beis hakoseis, so it's kosher. If the needle penetrated through and through, that's mishnei tzadim, trefa. That is the level of distinction that we find by the beis hakoseis. However, the lo amrinon, we don't say in the case of the mitzad echad, which we ruled as kosher, we don't say, well, lechsi ikupo lebar ikupo legav. Why not evaluate whether the thick part is facing inside the stomach or is facing outside the stomach? In other words, if the thick part were facing outside the stomach and the point were facing in, so that would represent a problem. Why, in the case of the machad hanimseis b'uvei beis hakoseis, do we say that if the penetration is only through tzad echad, that it's kosher? Amri, we answer. Ke hosam, in the case of the stomach, Kevon to Ika Oichlin Umashkin, since there is food and drink that's, we'll say, causing a type of current or torrent within the animal, you can have a situation where the thick part of the needle is wedged into the wall, and the point facing internally, which in the case of the lung, we said that would have, in the case of the liver that we just described, we said that would have been a problem. In the case of the stomach, it's not a problem, because even a rather dull head could end up becoming wedged into the wall, creating a situation where the point is facing more inwards. Emo oichlenu mashkim dachkua, the force of the food and drink pushed the thick pushed the thick head of the needle into the stomach wall, and it and such a case does not represent a we'll say the end of a penetration having come from the outside with the needle completely penetrating, leaving just the thick head in the inner lining alone, but rather the needle came to the with a thick head into the tzadecha as a result of the food pushing it into it without having resulted in any stomach penetration or full penetration. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.